Wednesday, March 29th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Can Ag Secretary Designee Sonny Perdue handle a 21% reduction in the USDA discretionary spending proposed in the Trump budget? He says that he thinks that it is too much, but will manage to the budget cut if he has to. I like that answer. I don't think that he will have to, as Trump started at 21%, hoping to get half that much. If there's going to be any chance of getting the federal debt under control, there are going to have to be a lot of programs that appear there is good reason for to be cut from government. Government cannot do everything that everyone wants it to do. We have to define what core government missions are and fund those, trimming hard elsewhere. Sonny Perdue has had experience in cutting an ag budget before in both his personal business and in state government as governor of Georgia, where he implemented a similar size cut. I see the USDA core mission as being the last resort safety net under farm revenue and to manage food safety programs in both the sense that consumers get safe foods and consumer nutrition is protected. This will probably shock you, but I actually also agree with Central Harvest State CEO Carl Caselli. When he described the role of USDA, people look to USDA for assurance of what we are providing world markets. They are the brand manager of U.S. agriculture, unquote. That is one of its primary missions. The president has also talked about what is fair. If the ag budget is going on the chopping block, then labor, HUD, energy, interior, and all the other agencies share similar pain. I support more defense spending, but if we are going to take plowshares and beat them into swords, the money needs to be well spent, and not just a check adding to the profit of the military-industrial complex. I think that an entire new threat assessment needs to be undertaken before more money can be spent correctly. The world has changed so fast that more spending on defense will not necessarily make us safer. If an enemy with 1,000 computers can take down entire security infrastructures, neutralizing traditional weapons with cyber attacks. Circling back, I'm not interested in accepting USDA budget cuts just so that Carl Icahn can get a tax break. That should be kept in mind when they tackle tax reform. The U.S. Senate managed to find time to approve the entry of Montenegro into NATO, yet they couldn't find time before the Easter holiday in order to confirm Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, when he has had no real opposition. Congress doesn't work very fast. They always put off until tomorrow what they could have done the day before yesterday. And then there's always one senator that puts a hold on that. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Bearish, bullish, neutral? You can find market analysts in all three camps as we near the March 31st acreage and stocks reports. We admit to not knowing what USDA will peg planting intentions on Friday, but we are in the risk management business for those growing corn and soybeans. We hear that farmers don't like growing soybeans on soybeans, but I do talk to farmers who have been growing them successfully with proper management. Most of the increase in acres will not come from beans on beans, but from soybeans replacing wheat. Many who were double cropping soybeans behind wheat will plant soybeans as their primary crop this year. We think that there will be much less corn on corn. I personally will be planting 75% soybeans this year as I dropped my normal corn on corn. Farmers have had some exceptionally good soybean yields the past couple of years. They're holding corn in bins, which tightens cash flow, making soybeans the economy crop. Farmers have been offered profitable prices to forward sell soybeans for several months. I've said that it may take corn acreage below 90 million acres and soybean acres above 90 million in order to be truly shocking. The problem is that if farmers grow 91 million acres of corn and 88 million acres of soybeans as given as average trade guesses for the intentions, and we get the weather that Iowa State University climatologist Dr. Elwin Taylor says is likely, we will be deeper underwater than we are now to start the 2018 season. The weather set it for this year is again for a slightly above trend line yield, but with funds now short corn, there should be a chance for a weather rally at some point in the growing season. Farmers who need more coverage on soybean production should consider buying 970 short-dated November soybean puts and selling 1030 August short-dated November calls, trying to get this done for a nickel or so. If USDA finds 91 million acres of soybeans, you'll be glad that you have this. Farmers here still have bins full of unpriced corn, and the record harvest in Brazil has farmers there owning more soybeans than usual. They will be paying close attention to reports Friday. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.